Germany and the world are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the day the Berlin Wall fell, sending East Germans flooding to the West and setting in motion events that soon led to the country's reunification. Yes, I certainly remember watching on television, and maybe you do too, the night of November the 9th, 1989, when East Germany's fortified border crumbled after 28 years. A momentous and historical moment in the collapse of communism in Europe. Social and political pressure had been building steadily throughout the so-called Eastern Bloc, and on that fatidic evening, during a news conference, a senior Eastern German official, Gunter Schabowski, had offhandedly announced that East Germany was lifting travel restrictions across its border into the West.
Deshalb haben wir uns dazu entschlossen, heute eine Regelung zu treffen, die es jedem Bürger der DDR möglich macht.
Schabowski then said that he didn't know that the change wasn't supposed to be announced until the following morning, and that visas should have been asked for. But his remarks triggered a true and proper exodus of East Berliners, streaming towards the famous Checkpoint Charlie and other border crossings. Facing the river of people and lacking instructions, border guards opened the gates. And the wall, which snaked around West Berlin for 155 kilometres, was on its way into history. By November the 12th, more than 3 million of East Germany's 16.6 million people had at last set foot into the West. Someone else who remembers that night well is Birgit Pottler of the German programme here at Vatican Radio. She was very young back in 89, but agreed to share her memories and her thoughts with me.
I was growing up near the inner German borderline in the western part of Germany.
In the western part. In Bavaria, you said?
In Bavaria, yes. Right. And all our guests, all the guests of family, we've brought to the borderline. It was a sightseeing.
So you actually used to go and have a look?
Yes.
There was a wall there, even as far down as Bavaria?
No, it wasn't like any border crossing.
Right.
It was a green border. Fields,
right.
and tower. As a child, you've seen nothing, but you've seen the tower, the soldiers with arms. And as a child, you didn't...
Realize.
You didn't realize why they are there. You didn't see a risk, but you've seen the soldiers and the arms.
But it was part of your everyday landscape.
Yes.
And although there was no wall to remind her that there was another, different reality on the other side of the border, Birgit says she was very aware of it, both because her family was very politicized and spoke about it, and also because she went to church.
We are there because, for example, although my diocese was divided... And so not only at home, also if you went to church, if you went to parish meetings,
mm-hmm.
youth meetings,
right.
we talked of this. And once a year you send a parcel with bananas.
Really?
Bananas? Yes.
What did you send?
Toys, but books weren't allowed. And it was difficult.
But did all the families of the parish send a parcel once a year?
A lot of that.
And what about that famous November night in 1989?
In 1989, I was in my family,
right.
And I remember I was crying all the night in front of the TV, and it was clear that there's changing. It's changing not only Berlin, not only Germany, it is changing the world. I think that also as a child, I was able to recognize this revolution.
Why were you crying all night?
It was an emotion. It mm-hmm. was an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you see now, it
yep.
was very moving.
Yes, still today, the images, the television and film footage showing hundreds of thousands of elated and incredulous people taking their first steps into freedom is very moving indeed.
You were talking about how moving the images are. You're right. I've been looking at the images as well, and it really struck me to see how many people just got up and left, even seemingly without taking their belongings, yes. without their suitcases.
Yes, and it was a risk that they haven't got the possibility to return.
In these past few months, I know that you have been doing a lot of interviews yes. in the lead up to this historic anniversary. What have you learned from the people you've been speaking to? Who have you been speaking to in these past few weeks?
I'm speaking to the representatives of the church, because we must remember that this revolution has parted in the churches.
When Birgit says parted, she really means was born from.
Because the church has been a free room in the DDR. In the churches, people have the possibility to say what they think, to discuss. And in autumn 89, I would say that the people had to go
out,
had to go in the street.
So that free room, as Birgit calls it, a space provided by the churches in which people could really talk out and express their feelings and their opinions, wasn't large enough anymore. But it is fundamental, she says, that the important role played by the church is not forgotten in these days of celebration.
The celebration days this year has to remember also that this revolution has parted
From the churches.
And the people I've spoken to remember always it was a miracle. It was a miracle. It's the word most important of this year. It's a miracle. Because it was a revolution, a peaceful revolution.
And a miracle, of course, brings with it high hopes and expectations. And not wanting to put a damper on things, Birgit told me that today, 20 years later, Germany still has much work to do to bring about a true and equitable reunification, ironing out the many, many problems that became clear right from the beginning, at the dawn of the new era.
After have broken down the wall, you had to unify the nation. And until today, it isn't reunified at all. There are problems, economic problems. People in Western Germany, in ex-Western Germany, had to pay tax for the reconstruction of the eastern part of Germany that made them angry. Before 89, there were the subsidies for the business along the inner German borderline. After 89, there were no more subsidies. A lot of economies collapsed. A lot of people lose the working place.
Right.
Unemployment increased. And now, today, the unemployment is very high in the eastern part of Germany. Young people must go in the west. In the eastern part of Germany, there's a lack of medicines, of doctors. There's a lack of doctors. There's a lack of...
So it's another Germany.
It's another Germany, yes.
Would I notice going to Germany as a tourist that there are two different realities?
No. If you go as a tourist, that's another point who has made angry the people in the Western Germany. The eastern part of Germany now is a more beautiful part.
Because of the reconstruction.
Because of the reconstruction. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful... It's very, very beautiful. It's a lot of culture. It was very important, this reconstruction.
She told me that the government is busy trying to set up a system that will guarantee health and education services, especially for the poor, many of whom today can't help but think back with a touch of nostalgia.
It's very important to remember this year, to remember the reality before the break of the wall. To remember that there were a lot of problems in the DDR. There was injustice, that the people had no freedom. But it's also important to say now, not all the things are better. It's very important to remember and to say no with freedom, but with also a responsibility to grow up, to reunify always more.